みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポットです。
ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Cat here. Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 4. Are you hungry enough to eat that unidentified Japanese food?Hello and welcome back to the JapanesePod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese.
Kyoto-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to identify what you're talking about with words like this and that.
And where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place in the school cafeteria and it's between Madoka and Kent as they eat.
And what's the formality level?
Madoka and Kent are speaking informally as usual.Basic and premium members.
If you have a 3G phone,
you can see the lesson notes in your favorite browser on your phone.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com to find out more.
So now let's listen to the conversation.
Ah, 腹減った。
ねえ、私もお腹減った。いただきます。
いただきます。マドカ、それ、そば?
うん、そば。これ、山菜そば。
山菜?
うん。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
あー、腹減った。
ねえ、私も、お腹、減った。いただきます。
いただきます。窓か、それ、そば?
うん、そば。これ、山菜そば。
山菜?
うん。
今度は英語が入ります。
ああ、腹減った。
ああ、I'm so hungry.
ねえ、私もお腹減った。
Yeah, me too.
いただきます。
Let's eat.
いただきます。
Let's eat.
マドカ、それ、そば?
マドカ、is that soba?
うん、そば。
Yep, soba.
これ。山菜そば。
This is 山菜そば。
山菜?
山菜?
うん。
Yep.
So Naomi-sensei,
はい。
What was it that Madoka was eating again?
Ah, 山菜そば。山菜 means mountain vegetables. If you look at the kanji for this word, the first one is mountain. And the second one is vegetable. And soba is a type of noodle.
Ah, yes. It's usually translated as buckwheat noodles. They're kind of a grayish-brown color, aren't they?
そうですね、right. Have you ever had 山菜そば?
I don't think so. No, I'm not even sure what it looks like.
どんなそばが好きですか? What kind of soba do you like?
私、焼きそばが大好きです。
Oh.
I love 焼きそば that you make on a 鉄板 or a big iron hot plate.My boyfriend actually makes probably the best yakisoba in Japan, I think.
いいな。You're so lucky.
Yeah,、
ね、
I know.
The soba we use for yakisoba is not the buckwheat noodle.
Ah, that's right. It's actually Chinese noodles, isn't it?
そうね。
The yellow colored ones.
Right.、Mm. とても美味しいですよね。
美味しいです。
Very tasty.
Very tasty. So now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
腹
Stomach, belly.Abdomen.
Ha, la, hara.
Okay, and next?
Soba.
Buckwheat noodles.
Soba. Soba.
Okay, next?
Sansai.
Wild mountain vegetables.
Sansai. Sansai.
And next we have a phrase.
Itadakimasu.
Expression of gratitude before meals. Let's eat.
いただきます。
So now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is 腹減った
I'm starving. But, Naomi-sensei, this is a very casual and quite a rough way to say it, isn't it?
It is.
If you're a girl, I don't recommend you use this. Would you agree?
Yeah. I completely agree. I personally never use this phrase.
Neither do I. I've never used it, I don't think.
If you're a guy, it's a good phrase to use.
With your friends, right?
Right.
But anyway, how would we break down 腹減った?
Okay, the first word, 腹, means stomach. And the second word, 減った, is from the verb 減る, which literally means to decrease or diminish.
So you've got stomach plus decrease. That's a pretty literal meaning, isn't it?
Right.
So what can we say instead of 腹減った that doesn't sound as casual and rough?
Some of you may remember this phrase, お腹空いた.
I'm hungry. お腹 is the word you'll hear most often for stomach. You hear both this and 腹減った pretty often in conversation. So what's the next phrase, Naomi-sensei?
いただきます.
Madoka and Kent said this before they started eating. いただきます. It's a set expression.
Yeah, like you said, some people prolong the ma sound. いただきます.
Kind of like, I'm really looking forward to this meal.
Right.
It's a set expression that you say before you eat.
What does it mean originally?
Well, originally, it's a verb that means to humbly receive.
So basically, you're saying that you're about to receive the food you're going to eat.
That's right.
And lastly, what are we going to go over?
Well, this word is not in a dialogue, but since we talked about いただきます, I thought we should mention it as well. ごちそうさまでした。
Ah, right, they're kind of like a pair. いただきます is said before eating, and ごちそうさまでした is said after you finish eating. So let's break down ごちそうさまでした。
ごちそう
A feast.
さま
Honorific suffix.
でした
Past form of the polite copula, です。ごちそうさまでした。And basically it means, thank you for the meal, right?
そうですね、right. It literally means, it was a feast. But the message the speaker is trying to say is, thank you.
So it's a very polite way to thank someone for some food.
そうですね。
What would we say if we wanted to sound more casual?
In that case, just drop the でした at the end and say, ごちそうさま。
So this could be used if, say, your friend made lunch for you, or you ate some food or snacks that your friend brought for you.
Exactly. And it's also a good phrase to use when you leave the restaurant.
When you leave a restaurant, ごちそうさまでした when
right.
you leave. And then the staff says, ありがとうございます. Thank you.
Right.
I see.
Since you're a customer, it's not something you have to say, but if you say it, it'd be nice.
If you had a really delicious meal and you want to say, that was amazing, then you can say, ごちそうさまでした.
そうです。
In this lesson, we're looking at 構想アド words. They're also known as demonstrative pronouns, but let's just say 構想アド words.
Yeah, sounds good. Demonstrative pronoun sounds too difficult. So how do we explain what they are then?
Well, 構想アド words are words that indicate what you're talking about. In Japanese, there are three main categories, this, that, and that over there, and one category for questions.
We saw the words for this and that in the dialogue.
So this is
これ
and that is
それ.
So when it comes to 構想アド words, remember that words that start with こ indicate something or someone close by. これ, this. Words that start with そ indicate something or someone a little further away. それ, that.
In the dialogue, Kent said それ, そば.
Is that そば? Now, there isn't even a particle used here, just それ、そば.
Right. And Madoka said, これ、山菜そば.
This is 山菜そば. Again, the particle has been dropped.
When you're speaking in casual Japanese, it sounds natural to drop the particles in this kind of sentence.
So in the dialogue, we heard これ、this, and それ、that. There are some others, though, too, aren't there?
Yes, like あれ.
あれ also means that. But it's used to refer to something far away from both the speaker and the listener. So it's over there.
Right. And どれ?
Now, 構想アド words that start with ど are always the question words. They're
always.
Like WH words in English. So どれ means which or which one. Let's go over those 構想アド words again.
これ.
This one.
それ.
That one near you.
あれ.
That one over there.
どれ?
Which one? Okay, Cat and I are going to read a short dialogue using some kosoado words. So see how much you understand.
Okay, sounds good. Remember that this is a very casual speech. Naomi-san, それチョコレート?
あ、どれ?
それ。
あー、これ? うん、チョコ。
Did you get that? Let's hear it again with a translation. Naomi-san, それチョコレート? Naomi, is that chocolate?
どれ?
Which one?それ、that one you have.
ああ、これ?
Oh, this?
うん、チョコ。
Yes, it's chocolate. Did you understand that?
We hope you did.
Okay, everyone, that's all for this lesson. Now, don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has a conversation transcript,
vocab, sample sentences, a grammar explanation,
and a cultural insight section.
Seeing the Japanese
really helps you remember faster.
But don't take our word for it. Please have a look for yourself.
And let us know what you think.
We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time.
じゃあまた。
あー、腹減った。
ねえ、私もお腹減った。いただきます。
いただきます。窓か、それ。そば?
うん、そば。これ、山菜そば。
山菜?
うん。